Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello.
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 Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Okay, and where am I calling?
Customer support. We're a third-party call center.
Wait, what kind of center?
We're a third-party call center.
For what, though? Because you have taken some money off of my account, and I want my money back.
We're a call center. We represent for more than one company. I can try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Patricia S.C.
Your zip code?
10058.
10058.
It says, get the best elect.
And could you verify your mailing address?
201 Manhattan.
I'm sorry, what was your mailing address? Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I'm not sure if I'm on speakerphone or exactly what's going on, but I can't hear you. I didn't hear your mailing address.
Okay, well, no, you're not on speakerphone. But what I would like is for you to reverse these charges.
I understand that. You would have to verify your mailing address. There's a lot of background noise, so I can't hear your mail, what you're saying.
Okay. I said, why am I verifying my mailing address? Because you took it out of my account.
Before we can do anything with this account, you would have to verify the mailing address. Before we can cancel and issue any kind of refunds or anything like that, you have to verify
the
information.
Okay, so you never even told me what the name of this company is.
We are a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. I would have to have an account pulled up first to know exactly who the charge is from.
Wait, what?
I'm trying to explain.
Mm-hmm.
We are a call center. We represent for several companies. In order to know where a charge is from, we would have to have an account pulled up. In order to pull up that account, you would have to verify the information before we can do anything else. So you would need to verify your mailing address.
What is the mailing address that what is the address that y'all have on me? Because
I can't just give you someone's mailing address. You would have to verify that.
I feel like, first of all, I don't even know what y'all company does. You say you're a third-party company, so you're a call center, and I understand that. Why not verify my phone number or the last four digits of the account number where you're taking this money from?
If you would like to verify the last four digits of the card that was charged, that is fine. However, people don't like to verify their card information, which is why we ask for the mailing address that the order was shipped to.
Well, you already used this account.
I didn't use the account.
After I get money, I'm going to get my money back, and then I'm going to cancel this account.
We still can't do anything until you verify the information. If you would like to verify the last four digits of the card, that's fine, but you could also just verify your mailing address.
4780. 4780.
Give me a moment. It looks like there was an order that was placed for a dash cam. Do you recall receiving that order or placing the order?
Wait, what?
A dash cam.
A dash cam?
Yes. A camera for your car. A dash cam.
No. Hey, honey, how are you?
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Do you recall if you did the shipping handling for that order? It would have been for
$7.90.
Do you recall if you did the shipping and handling for the order for $7.95? It would have been delivered on March 25th at 10:55 a.m.
No, I did not.
Are you familiar with the email address? PBATISTE314@gmail.com. Are you familiar with that email address?
Yeah, that's my email address.
And no one in your household placed the order for a dash cam?
No, I never did.
So I can go ahead and have this account canceled. I can
have
it transferred over to our fraud department.
Everything. I'm going to cancel all of this because this is all of my personal information.
Yes, ma'am. If you don't recall placing the order, we can have the account canceled. That stops future billings. I would have to transfer you over to fraud regarding the charge.
Why? I mean, actually, so what did I do? If I did anything?
There was an order that was placed for a dash cam. So it would have been an order for a camera.
No.
If you don't recall placing the order, we can cancel and I can transfer. Go ahead.
I want to cancel this.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
And $7.95, you said?
It would have been the shipping and handling for the charge.
Did you say $7.95 for shipping?
Yes.
Okay, I want that canceled also.
I'm trying to explain. If you don't recall placing the order, we can have the account canceled. However, I would have to transfer you over to the fraud department. We do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We'll open an investigation with the local authorities. They'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify that you are not. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to get this off of my account.
Because, I'm trying.
Actually, you charged me $39.95, $40 for get the best elect.
Yes, ma'am. As I was trying to say, we'll go ahead and cancel the account. I would have to transfer you over to fraud regarding the charge. Would you like to be transferred over to fraud now?
Okay.
Gonna go ahead and transfer you. Thanks for all customer support. Have a great day.